Okay, we continue with Maseches Beitza, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. We're going to begin the second line from the top of the page. The Mishnah taught Ein Somchin as a Kedera bebekas v'chein bedelas, that a person cannot go ahead and take a Kedera pot and rest it on top of a bekas, which we described as a sort of a tripod of sorts that we described, right? Made of wood that a person creates this makeshift tripod of sorts to hold up the pot. This is prohibited. V'chein bedelas, and so too with a door. So says the Gemara, bedelas silka daitach. Rashi says, umize asomech kedera bedelas. How can you actually go ahead and place a kedera on top of a door? V'alo tishav, it's going to break. What does that even mean? So rather, says the Gemara, le'ema v'chein hadelas. Rather, what this means is, instead of v'chein bideles, rather v'chein hadeles, and so to the door, says Rashi, ein somchin al asav bekas, just like you cannot put a kedera on a bekas, so to a deles. But it doesn't mean that you cannot go ahead and put the kedera on top of the deles. And continues the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon, ein somchin es a kedera bekas v'chein hadeles, v'lefi shalo natnu etzim ela hasaka, Rabbi Shimon Matir. So the Tanakhama says that you cannot go ahead and be somech a kedera on a bekas v'chein hadeles. Why? What's the reason? Because the wood was only, given over, literally, was only set aside, lahasaka, for burning. Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon says that this is mutter. Why? Because he holds that there is no, says Rashi, the lesle muksa, because he does not hold of muksa in this particular case. So the question over here is, really what's being debated over here, is do we say that, like when it comes to other things, if something is not muksa for a particular purpose because it's set aside for something, so you can move it for other purposes as well, or perhaps when it comes to wood in particular, there's something unique about wood. Since wood is typically would only be moved for the purpose of burning, so therefore it's not allowed to be moved unless it was designated beforehand, minastam, you cannot go ahead and move it for any other purpose. This perhaps is something which is unique, a special din when it comes to wood. So the Tanakhama seems to be machmir, and Rabbi Shimon is matir, says Rashi, because less lay muksa. Says the Gemara, lema. I'm sorry. Then the Gemara quotes the next part of the Mishnah. The last part of the Mishnah says, "Ein man higanas behema b'makel b'yamtiv." Rabbi Elazar Shimon matir. That you cannot go ahead and be manhig as a behema, to lead a behema, b'makel, with a stick on Yom Tif. And Rabbi Elazar Shimon says that this is mutter. So what's the machlokas? Says the Gemara, lema, Rabbi Elazar Shimon kavua svirle. Maybe Rabbi Elazar Shimon is paskening like his father, the less le muksa. In other words, maybe the whole machlokas over here between the Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar is a shayla of muksa. In which case, we can understand why Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is paskening l'kula, because he's paskening like his father, who says that we are lenient when it comes to the shayla of muksa, and therefore you could take a stick and you could use it in such a fashion. Says the Gemara, no. Lema, what? Perhaps we can say the following. I'm sorry, I lost the place. Says Gemara, lo, b'ha afilu Rabbi Shimon modim, mishum de mechzi command ozel lechinga. Says the Gemara, maybe over here even Rabbi Shimon would be moda that this is a problem. So Rashi explains over here, b'ha afilu Rabbi Shimon modim, klomar, hach plug to lava muktzi. Unlike the Gemara previously assumed, says the Gemara in the conclusion, this machlokes, in fact, has nothing to do whatsoever with the question of muksa. The afilu Rabbi Shimon modim, katana kamad aser. And even therefore, Rabbi Shimon, who's normally maker when it comes to muksa, in this case will paskin like the Tanakhama that it is also in fact to be manage behema of makel. Lo mishum muksa, but it has nothing to do with the question of muksa. Elanira kamolicha mi makom lemakom shut sarach lanhiga harbe kigol nimchor b'shuk. Rather, the problem over here is that it has the appearances of a person is taking the animal from one place to another, and it looks like he's being manage the animal, he's leading it all over the place in order to bring it to the shuk to sell it. In other words, it looks like he's engaging in mekach memkar, in normal weekday business practices. And that's why the Tanakhama says this is aser. And it could be that even Rabbi Shimon, who's mekil when it comes to The shaila of muksa would be machmir over here again because it's nirek malicha. What does lachinga mean? Lachinga means lashuk. Says Rashi, really, chinga really means machol. It means like literally like a circle, a dancing circle. And because people typically move all over the place, move from one place to another, literally walk around in circles, in the shuk, that's why it's called chinga, that's why this particular word is used. Then the Gemara has a machlokas regarding using other types of wood objects for different purposes. Chizra, what's a chizra? Says Rashi, anaf eitz shuhu chad kikotz. This is talking about a branch, a wood branch, which is very sharp. And what would you do with this? As Rashi v'roi l'toko b'tzli kimin shpud v'litzlo spud. This is something that would be used to pierce, to stick inside of a piece of meat, and you would roast it. This is a spit. So when it comes to a chizra, Reb Nachman aser, Reb Sheshes shari. Reb Nachman says it's permissible to go out and take a piece of wood like this. I'm sorry, it's prohibited to do so. It says Rashi Nachman Asur b'yamtiv mishum d'miktun in l'taltel, because you're not permitted to go ahead and pick up this piece of wood for that purpose. Shelo asa l'kli mibad yom. It was not set aside, it was not designated as a kli beforehand. You just found a nice piece of wood, a nice sharp piece of wood, and you'd say, this would make a great chizra. But Nachman says you're not permitted to do that. However, B'sheshes is Mekil, as we've seen earlier. It seems that Reb Sheshes is being Mekil, just like Reb Elazar Reb Shimon was Mekil in the Mishnah, assuming that we're dealing with a case of Muksa, and Reb Shimon is Matir, so too over here, Reb Sheshes holds the Kula. However, says the Gemara, Beretiva Kula Yama Lo Pligi Di Aser. This is only true when it comes to a dry piece of wood. However, if it is Retiva, says Rashi Sheinu Roi L'Tatul Afla Soka, in this case, since the wood is not really going to be usable for the purpose of burning, nobody's going to take a moist, wet piece of wood and use it to light. So lo, the kuliyama lo pligi di aser. Everybody's going to agree in that case that this is going to be aser. Ki pligi the mahomach locus between Reb Nachman and Reb Sheshes is be a beshto when it comes to a dry piece. Man the aser, according to the opinion, it says aser amalach hosei lo nitnu etzim ela hasaka. As we'd seen earlier, that minastam we assume that wood is only set aside for the purpose of burning. Uman the shari, however, according to the opinion of Sheshes, says his mutter, Amalach will say, Mali litzlos bo, Mali litzlos begachalto. What is the difference if I'm going to be tzole on it? Meaning, if I would take the piece of wood and use it, as was previously suggested, as a spit to pierce it inside of the wood, or if I take the wood to put it down and burn it on top of it. The bottom line is, I'm moving the wood for the purpose of roasting the animal. What's the difference if I use it to pierce the animal and I'm using it as a spit, or if I use it as the wood, upon which...
Two different purposes.
Yeah, but he says, once you're moving it, you're moving it. It says, Rashi, Mali litzlos bo l'toch bo l'tocho, Mali litzlos bo k'chalta, re roi l'talto lo saska chalas v'tzola. But we know already that's mutter to go ahead and to move this wood to use it as firewood. So once it's permissible to move the wood for the purpose of creating again a fire upon which I'm going to burn this animal, so why can't I go ahead and just move the wood for the purpose of piercing animal? It's really the same thing. So argues Reb Sheshes, as explains the Gemara according to this first version in the Gemara. However, then the Gemara presents an Ika D'Amri, another possible way to learn what's going on over here. B'yabeshta kuliyama l'pligi d'shari. Maybe if we're dealing with wood that is dry, everybody is in agreement that it is mutter. In other words, when it says before the Reb Nachman Osar, he's not talking about a dry piece of wood. Ki pligi, the machlokas between Reb Nachman and Reb Sheshes is beretivta, talking about a moist, wet piece of wood. Man do osar de lo chazi lasaka. According to the opinion, it says you cannot move it. So that makes perfect sense, because you can't even move it for the purpose of burning with it, because you're not going to burn it with it. It's not roi lahasaka, and therefore, since it's going to be muksa even for burning, right? We said lo nitnu beforehand. What we said lo nitnu etzim ela hasaka. And as benastam, we assume that wood is set aside for the purpose of burning. But over here, this is not roi lahasaka. You can't even use it to burn. So therefore, it makes sense that there would be an opinion that says it's aser. All right, what about Sheshes? Uman deshari amelach hosei ha chazi lahesed gadol. No, you can't. You can throw it into a big fire. If you have a big, big burning fire, so you can go ahead and stick it even some dry, even some moist wood it will burn. So that's the machlokas according to the second version of the Gemara. That's the machlokas between Reb Nachman and Reb Sheshes. V'ilchusa yabeshta shari v'tivta asta. Says the Gemara, the halacha is that dry wood is mutter. However, a retivta, a wet one, is going to be asa. And now Rashi says something very interesting. When it says v'hilchusa, says Rashi, ha-chilchusa, abliba demand isle mukta ikva. It's a little confusing. Usually when the Gemara says the halacha follows a particular opinion, so we assume that that means halacha lamaisa even for us. However, says Rashi, this is a little misleading. When it says this is the halacha, this is only halacha according to those who are machmir when it comes to muksa. Aval anan, however, we, k'Reb Shimon sfirle, we hold, like Reb Shimon, bein b'muksa, where regardless whether we're talking about muksa, bein b'davar she'en miskaven, or even when we're talking about another famous machlokas, because Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon, when it comes to davar she'en miskaven, doing something on Shabbos or on Yom Tov in which the action that I'm doing has a certain consequence, but that particular consequence, which is normally forbidden, is unintended. That's a machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon is makel over there. So it says Rashi, we paskin l'kula when it comes to the shaylas of muksa. And we paskin like Reb Yehuda, who's makil regarding the shaylah of machshir yochel nefesh. The kul hu sharu, and therefore says Rashi, to us, according to us, all of this is permissible. Bein chizra, whether we're talking about what, the case of the spit, bein smichas kederos, v'akafos chavios, the first shaylah was discussed in the Mishnah, placing the pot on top of the pieces of wood and placing the barrels next to each other, umadurta, ukedeira, v'chol ha'morayim she'asru v'se'elu l'malot tamida d'rav havu. All the amorayim that we've seen in this entire sugya that are machmir, they are all tamidim of Rav. V'rav sabal k'Rabbi Yehuda b'moksa. We know that Rav followed the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda l'chumra when it comes to moksa. V'anan kamilon k'Rabbi Shimon. We don't pass in that way. So, says Rashi, when it says over here in the Gemara, v'hilchusa, that's not really the halacha according to us. That's only the halacha according to those who follow the more, again, broad, more strict application of muksa according to Rabbi Yehuda. But we don't paskin that way anyway, so we would say that all this is mutter, says Rashi. Okay, says the Gemara in the final piece over here, Dorash Rava Isha lo tikanes ledir ha'etzim litol mehen ud. Rava darshin that a woman cannot go ahead and enter a deer eitzim. What is deer eitzim? Says Rashi. Rashi doesn't help us. Well, the Gemara says deer ha eitzim. Rashi says deer eitzim. This is a deer. A deer is a area, usually an area which contains animals. In this case, it's an area which contains wood. So it's like a wood storage area. So there's a lot of wood there. So a woman cannot go into such an area litol mihen ud in order to take an ud. Says Rashi, Eitz Lasos Ud Latanur Purgin Balas. We're talking about a piece of wood that's going to be used in the ovens to shovel out the ovens. But Taimishlan Lo Nitnu Asaka Elim Kei Nasa Klimi Bod Yom. Says Rashi, the reason is because wood, as we've seen already, is Asur B'Tiltol unless you're moving it for the purpose of burning it. And this was not fashioned into a kli beforehand, so you can't now go ahead. A woman can't go ahead and take a piece of wood for this purpose. By the way, it says woman over here. It's not unique to women over here. It's just probably the more common scenario where a woman would be the one to go ahead and to get a piece of wood in order to clean out the oven. But obviously, it's also for men as well. And when it comes to an ud, again, that's the same word over here that breaks. Says Rashi on Yom Tov, you're not permitted to go ahead and to burn it on Yom Tov. Lefi shemasikin bekelim, vein masikin b'shivei kelim, because you're permitted to go ahead and burn kelim, but you cannot go ahead and burn shivei kelim. So the first case in this drush of Rava is that a woman cannot go ahead and take a piece of wood that was not previously set aside to be an ud and to designate it for that purpose on Yom Tov, because lo nitnu ela hasaka. The second case over here says that if you have an ud that was already fashioned for this purpose before Yom Tov, so really it's roi, not just lahasak, it's roi to be used as an ud, but it breaks, so now you cannot burn it. You cannot take it to be burned because in masikin b'shivrei kelim. Lemeimra, says the Gemara, is this to suggest the Rebbe Yehuda, the Ravik Rebbe Yehuda Sfirulei, the Islei Muksa? Why is it that the Rava would prohibit you from going ahead and taking this Ud and burning it? Is it because he holds like Yehuda, who says, who's Machmir when it comes to Muksa? But how could that be? Because didn't Rava say to his attendant, Tveli bar uvza, go ahead, please, and roast for me a goose, and give the me'ayim, the innards, to the cat. Says Rashi, hashlich b'nei me'ayim l'chatul. Go ahead and take the innards of the animal, and give it to the cat. Rabbi Yehuda asu l'taltalo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be prohibited to go ahead and move the b'nei me'ayim and to give it to the cat. Because really, yesterday, the b'nei me'ayim, the goose, to the extent that it was set aside as food, was royal adam, below the klavim, not for dogs. The kamar im lois and availam erev Shabbos asur, because we know that what? If it didn't die beforehand, so it's going to be asur to go ahead and just kill for, give it to an animal. We learned what? That the heter v'ochel nefesh is something that is only permissible for a person. I mean, you can't go ahead and prepare food for your animals on Yom Tov. You can't go ahead and kill an animal. So are you going to tell me that the reason why Rav is machmir in this case is because he holds like a Yehuda? That can't be. Because Rav himself says, go ahead and shecht for me the goose, and then go ahead and give its b'nei me'ayim to the cat. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that would be utter. Aser. So says the Gemara, no. Hasam. Kevin the Masarchim yesmol daite ilave. Since the Masarchim says, Rashi, im yanichem l'tzarech machar, if you would leave it for the next day, v'hayom lo hiyatzarech lem, and you don't eat it all today, so what's going to happen? It's going to spoil. It's going to rot. So therefore, me'esmol daite ilavayu. The person in his mind knew already from before Yom Tov that I may take this goose and I'm going to eat it. And if I'm going to eat it, so what am I going to do with the b'nei me'ayim? I'm going to give it to the cat. Because if I don't give it to the cat today and I wait till tomorrow, it's not going to be right for the cat anymore. In other words, the reason why in this particular case Rav was not concerned about the shayla of muksa is because it was already muchan me'esmo, because it was set aside from beforehand. However, in other cases, the Gemara seems to imply Rava would be machmir like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why Rava says over here that if you have an ud shenishbar, that this keli breaks on Yom Tov, you cannot go ahead and be mesik it, you cannot burn it, because we say masikim bekelim, ben masikim beshivrei kelim. Okay, we'll stop here. Sure.